I walk across a neat lawn bordered with flowers to get to the small yellow and white house that's called Hannah's Place. Nedra Schultz is the director of Hannah's Place. When I arrive, she invites me into a cozy living room.
One of the first things I do, I sort of go through, open everything up. I like to turn the lights on. I usually light a candle, get the doors open and things, just so it will seem homey, you know, and welcoming. Turn on a little bit of background music.
It doesn't feel like a business. It feels like a home. Hannah's Place is a nonprofit that started about 2 years ago to help new moms adjust to life with a baby. While anyone is welcome, dads too, many of the women who come here are struggling a bit, either financially or as a single parent. It's volunteers like Schultz that keep the place running, and it's stocked with donated maternity and baby supplies. Schultz says a new mom could, in theory, get everything she needs from a first pregnancy test through the birth of a child and all the way until that kid is a toddler without spending a dime. In the living room, there's a baby sitting on the rug, playing with one of the many toys that's hidden around the room.
This is one of our clients' little ones, and most of them do bring their little ones with them, which is fun because then we get to see them and watch them grow. He's actually a little serious right now, isn't he? What you thinking, buddy?
His mom is one of the many young women that frequent Hannah's Place.
I'm Nika Mork, and this is Jonah Hurst, and he is almost 8 months old now. Aww. And we've been coming here for 3 or 4 months now. Twice a week we come here and get to visit. Yes. Oh, is you going to say something, Bubba? You too?
Mork says she's taken several of the video-based classes that Hannah's Place offers. They range from workshops on quick and healthy meal preparation to finding a cheap, used car and affordable insurance. She says one of the videos told her that Jonah would start sleeping through the night, eventually, but they're still working on that. When parents take the classes, they earn mommy bucks, and that brings us upstairs to the mommy store. The second floor bedrooms are set up like a children's boutique. Parents can redeem their bucks for anything inside. Schultz says this system of earning bucks for learning life skills gives these moms a sense of pride. And that's why she says it's important that all of the donated items look new and are not outdated.
We have nothing that has a spot on it. Nothing at all. We put those completely away. If someone were to come and ask me and say, you know, I want to look at those, I would let them just have them. But I don't put anything out at all that has a spot.
Along with access to the store, every mom in town with a newborn gets what Schultz calls a Celebrate Life basket. She delivers them to new parents as soon as possible after the birth. Marlo Ellsworth is a 27-year-old mother of three. Days before the birth of her second boy, her daughter was badly injured. Her husband flew to Seattle with their daughter for emergency care, which ultimately took over a month. After giving birth, Ellsworth and the two boys returned to Wrangell. She couldn't afford baby supplies and didn't know what to do.
We had zero money at that point. When we got back, you know, I stressed because my husband was out of work, I was out of work, and we'd spent so much money because even with help, you know, it's rough. And I think it was like 1 or 2 days after I got home, there was a knock on my door and I was like, oh, I'm not ready for visitors yet, you know.
And she found a Hannah's Place volunteer with one of those baskets outside. It was stuffed with diapers, burp rags, and bottles.
I didn't feel like I was like, oh, she's really poor. Let's go give her a basket of stuff. No, it was very friendly, and I mean, they're there for everyone. It doesn't matter, you know, just for any parents that could use the stuff. It was awesome.
And director Nedra Schultz says that's what it's all about, helping people when they need it the most. For AK, in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.